After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. It is September 10th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. Thank you ever so much for being here this morning. It is a fabulous Thursday, a super duper Thursday. I'm glad you could make it. And I'm glad that we're looking at another weekend. This week has just zoomed by. Maybe it's because I had some time off. That's get that ever happened to you, where you get a few days off and what you plan to do is nothing, and you actually accomplish that, and then you look up and it's like, oh crap, tomorrow I got to go back in there, don't I? I got to go back in there. And I do. I got to get back in there tomorrow. You guys know I have a job at a theme park, and I've been off since last Thursday, and I've been off a week. And for us, that's a vacation. Now I don't get paid for that vacation, but that's a vacation. I've been off from there for a whole week, so I'm looking forward to going back to tomorrow. We're going to do what we do, enjoy our guests, and do the best job that we can. For the people. So there you go. And, you know, make a 50-cent piece along the way. It's going to be a fun show today. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to finish up with the girls who accosted and stole the 7-year-old's MAGA hat during the DNC and see what happened to them. We're going to talk a little bit about... my neck was itching. I'm sorry. We're going to talk... We have a Bryce. The Bryce is Right today. The best 6-second political ad you've ever heard in your life. 6 seconds. It's like a vine. And it is fabulous. We're going to talk a little bit about how in the hell can a rally at Sturgis cause so much COVID when a summer full of violent protests in the street, night after night in certain cities, are said to not cause any COVID at all. Interesting. We're going to look at that for sure. Let's see here. We're also going to, maybe we'll tell that story. Maybe not. But the ladies at The View are just freaked out that Donald Trump may pull this thing off. And you know why? Well, I'll tell you when we get back. All right. Thanks again for coming to the Morning Report. We'll be back right after these messages.
If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. All right. Again, welcome back. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is The Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 Let's get it on today. The article in the Daily Caller, the headline is, Sturgis Motorcycle Rally Led to 265,000 COVID-19 Cases, Report Claims. Some South Dakota officials object. Well, of course they object. Of course they object. They object because all summer long, all damn summer long, there was protests in the streets of a bunch of major cities, New York, Portland, Seattle, sometimes going on in Atlanta. There were even protests here where you had, hundreds of thousands of people across the country, out and about, all up against one another in the heat of the evening, in the heat of the night. And it was said that those protests did not cause any significant COVID-19 spikes or increases. We're not really sure how that was possible. Just really wasn't sure how it was possible. Because there was no social distancing. There was nothing. People were burning down buildings and turning over statues, and they were all in there together. They were throwing rocks at police and soup cans at police officers. But no chance of COVID-19 spikes in these areas. However, Sturgis, and if you've heard of Sturgis, Sturgis is a motorcycle enthusiast rally in South Dakota. Here's what they say. The 10-day motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota led to over 265,000 additional cases of COVID-19 nationwide, a report from the IZA, Institute of Labor Economics, found. The event, which hosted about 500,000 people from August 7th through 16th, was responsible for 19% of the new U.S. coronavirus cases throughout August, according to IZA, and led to a 35% increase in South Dakota's total cases. The report used anonymous cell phone data, a method that has been used by the Centers for Disease Control. That ought to tell you something. To study social distancing behavior to track individuals who attended Sturgis Rally, then compare the data to locations of newly confirmed coronavirus cases. we find generally higher rates of COVID-19 cases from the counties that distributed higher inflows to the rally, the reporter said. In response to the report's finding, Kristi Noem, the state's Republican governor, called it fiction and said it was nothing short of an attack on those who exercise their personal freedom to attend Sturgis. I gotta agree with your girl. I gotta agree with your girl. They had to find something, because what they didn't find was when Antifa went there to cause trouble, well, Antifa got their asses rocked. So they couldn't bait them into a full blown that's gotta be stopped. So this is the laying down and the laying down of the methodology to stop anything else, because these large groups cause COVID, you see. So if anybody's looking to do something special as the year rolls on, and that we're going to be out of this COVID-19 mess, oh no, let's look at Sturgis. Sturgis caused 250,000 cases. More than 250,000 cases, supposedly. I'm in agreement with the governor of South Dakota that this is fiction, simply as a backlash for those who decided to exercise their personal freedom to attend Sturgis. That's what this is about. This is the tweet from Governor Kristi Noem. I think her name is N-A-N-O-E-M. I think that's name. The report isn't science, it's fiction. Under the guise of academic research, it's nothing short of an attack on those who exercised their personal freedom to attend Sturgis. That's what this is. The report, self-described as, quote, preliminary work that was, quote, circulated to encourage discussion, end quote, found that the event led to over, this is interesting how they figure this out, $12 billion in public health costs, citing limited social distancing and optimal mask wearing were as contributing factors. The reporter noted that the estimate might be high due to externally costs. Though the number includes COVID-19 infections, the individual who attended the rally and may have internalized public health risks were nonetheless conclude that the local and national contagion from the event was substantial, the report said. So, they're calling Sturgis a super spreader. That people went to this rally and they went back to caught COVID and went back to their hometowns and spread it all over. Okay. I'm going to ask you this question and then I'm going to take a break. Everybody who knows someone who was at Sturgis, raise their hand. All right, is it up? Can you see anybody else with their hand raised? Yeah, I didn't think so. I'll be right back.
If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. T
dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com.
Fight Back Media is proud to have a rock-solid conservative contribute to our effort on the Morning Report. And now it's time for The Bryce Is Right.
This is Tim Bryce with my column titled, I Believe in America. I believe in America, and I've learned it is worth fighting for. I believe in Americans. While other countries are homogenous societies, we are a melting pot of people who want to live the American dream. From the creativity and hard work of our people, this is the home of craftsmen, scientists, artists, engineers, and builders, and the best workers in the world, who simply want the opportunity to succeed, thereby making us competitive and an economic juggernaut. If you want a piece of the American dream and are willing to become lawful citizens and adapt to our society, we welcome you with open arms. We understand the need for sacrifice to build a better tomorrow. We thank those people who have protected our freedoms by serving in uniform, people who came from across the country in all walks of life. We cannot thank our heroes enough. This is worth fighting for. I believe in American exceptionalism. Yes, I believe we are unique. We are based on liberty, equality, and individual responsibility. We should be proud to be Americans, not ashamed. We have a remarkable history. Yes, we have made mistakes along the way. After all, we are only human, and certainly not perfect, but we learn from them and improve ourselves. We relish our past, but look forward to the future. We are the people the free world turns to in times of crisis, the people who have lent a helping hand on more than one occasion, whether others are engaged in hostilities, natural calamities, and economic hardship. We are there for our friends. We are the people who stand up against adversity, the heroes of the world. We are also the explorers, the researchers, the people who pave the way. We seek, we guide, we explore, we lead. This, too, is worth fighting for. I believe in our country, the beauty of it from sea to shining sea, the spacious skies, the amber waves of grain, the purple mountain majesties above the fruited plains. We are fortunate to have abundant energy, mineral, and natural resources. We are the world's breadbasket, thanks to the ambition and resourcefulness of our people. God has certainly graced us. This, too, is worth fighting for. I believe in our culture. We are the home of religious freedom and the equality of our citizens. I love the icons of our country and what they represent. The eagle, the flag, the pledge, the statues. And I'm a sucker for John Philip Sousa. They all inspire me. I believe in morality, that we should do unto others as others should do unto us. This is a country where honesty, integrity, and teamwork take precedence over greed, selfishness, and cheating. We are mindful of the need to create a level playing field for everyone to compete. Some will win, some will lose. It is only natural. But everyone deserves a chance. Those that lose, we should encourage them to get back up, dust themselves off, and try again. We should love our neighbor and help them in time of distress. This requires empathy, compassion, and a helping hand. But we do not want to create a dependency on government, for that is slavery. This is a nation based on law and order, uniformly applied to all of our citizens. We need law enforcement and first responders to protect, defend, and serve our people. It is more than the noble thing to do. It is simply the right thing to do. This is worth fighting for as well. I believe in the Constitution, an incredible document defining who we are, our freedoms, our values, and our beliefs. For example, it is an expression of the nobility of the human spirit by specifying the rights granted to all of us. It is used to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense,
promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. The Constitution was a noble experiment that has survived well over 200 years and introduced some rather bold ideas, such as three separate but equal branches of government, thereby establishing checks and balances. All school children should read the Constitution, many adults as well. This is certainly worth fighting for. Yes, I believe America is great, and I love it all. And yes, I have learned it is definitely worth fighting for. Friends, keep the faith. This is Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
Fight Back Media is proud to have a rock-solid conservative contribute to our effort on the Morning Report. And now it's time for The Bryce Is Right.
All right. Well, thank you ever so much, Tim. We appreciate you, buddy. We appreciate you. You do a fabulous job for us. I hope you like the intro. I haven't heard from you, but I hope you like the intro. I wanted to get that, if there was a job that I would live in California to do, it would be that job, the announcer on The Price is Right. I would live in California to have that job, because I think that job pays enough so someone can live in California. I would live in California, or I would live in the Pacific Ocean on a houseboat and come in at, 5 days a week and do the show. I would. I tell you, I would. It's one of those talking jobs that you wish, what everybody wishes they could get. That would be fabulous. All right. It's amazing. Things that are going on right now are absolutely phenomenal. Just amazing. Now, Jemele Hill, this is not on the docket, but Jemele Hill, you probably heard of Jemele Hill. She used to work for ESPN before she got too political for ESPN. Let that sink in for a second. She got too political for ESPN. Yeah. Now she is writing. She's freelance writing, and now she's a writer for The Atlantic. The Atlantic? Haven't I heard of that? Yeah, that's the same magazine that said that President Trump said something disparaging about World War II and World War I vets in 2018. Yeah, they can't find anybody to corroborate the story, but they have these anonymous sources that are doubling down. Who can an anonymous source double down? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, Jemele Hill works for them now. This is an article by Ellie Berfkin at townhall.com. Definition of journalism at left-wing magazine The Atlantic seems to be different from most outlets, as a writer says that she'll, quote, retell, end quote, the story of the time that she met a conservative country star to, quote, make him seem like a huge asshole, end quote. I've been blocked by both James Woods and Travis Tritt. Had anyone asked me about Travis Tritt before today, I would have said that he was a nice guy based off meeting him at the Kentucky Derby a couple of years ago. Now I'm going to retell that story and make him seem like a huge asshole. This is Jemele Hill. Race-baiting grifter, became angered that Sir Tritt and conservative actor James Wood promoted a Twitter campaign to block any and all accounts with the hashtag resist in their own online profile. The move would ostensibly make it more difficult for swarms of anonymous left-wing handles to drown out conservative voices. Here's what's happening. Some conservatives are figuring this crap out. Well, how do we fight the technology? Well, you use the technology to your benefit.
And people are figuring it out, and golly, they hate that when we start to get it. They absolutely lose their damn mind when we start figuring it out. So Jemele Hill got all dark that James Wood and Travis Tritt said, here's how you make sure that conservative voices aren't drowned out by the progressive voices. Just block all of the online profiles that have hashtag resist in their profile. So, yeah. She was pushed over the edge, however, when she discovered that she herself had been blocked by both men. That's when she was like just beside herself. Rather than accept that they disagreed on every social and political issue and conclude it was best for all parties that she not interact with them online, he decided to seek out revenge. Her timing struck many as particularly odd, since that her employer is currently under fire for publishing highly dubious report by the editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg that claimed President Trump called members of the U.S. military suckers and losers back in 2018. Goldberg claimed to have several, quote, anonymous, end quote, sources on which his story was based. But now more than 20 on-the-record witnesses have denied the incidents ever took place. Hell, even John Bolton, who says he was there, said, no, that didn't happen. John Bolton, who is not a friend of the president, right? They're not close. They're not close. I'm pretty sure that Trump is not on Bolton's Christmas list. They're not going to share a Secret Santa. They're not. They don't like each other. And even Bolton says, yeah, I was there. That didn't happen. So for many, Jemele Hill's promise to rewrite a story to dunk on someone now that she now hates because of Twitter block is just par for the course for The Atlantic. So she's going to make up a story. I mean, she's just going to make up a story, retell it. It's ridiculous. It's just insane and inane. Speaking of insane and inane, is that your girl, Joy Behar. Yeah, she's your girl. I gave her to you. Is concerned that President Trump will pull this off. So even the real lefties, the crazy left, the loony left, is concerned because the law and order agenda, when you see the amount of unrest in the street, is starting to, and they know it, starting to resonate with people. And like we said before, the left can't walk these riots back. Kamala Harris cannot walk this statement of the riots will continue, and they should. You can't walk that back. Can you walk that back? No, you can't walk that back. So they're stuck out there. So the president is offering something different, offering the other side: safety, security, peace, harmony. While the left is pushing hate, destruction, devastation, looting, rioting. So it's interesting. So this is the remark from your girl, Joy Behar. I'll confess that maybe I thought we could... No, that's not what I'm talking about. Let's see here. Here we go. Let me make sure I have it here. That's not what I want. I want to read her quote because I found it particularly humorous. I mean, particularly humorous.
As you can see, I'm scrolling. Joy Behar basically said that she didn't really know if the law and order push that that Trump is using right now was going to be effective or not. But what she did say, that what she's concerned is that he's going to pull this off, and the problem is the Electoral College. Now, I don't know, I'm going to say it this way, I don't know if Joy Behar has an understanding of how the Electoral College works and why we have it when it comes to picking a president. I don't know if she knows. I really don't know if she knows or not. But it seems like she doesn't know. Because she says that she's upset that a small group of states will get to pick the president. So will her vote even count? And you know, and I know y'all. Y'all are like, oh my God, I know. What we know is the reason that you have the Electoral College is to keep that very same thing from happening. That you keep the largest states from choosing your president every year. And this was a compromise. And sometimes it is at odds with the popular vote. It is. It's been at odds four times. Four times in our history, which doesn't seem like a lot really to me. Four times. But it's still a system worth keeping. Because, it keeps Florida, New York, California, and Illinois from being the tail wagging the dog every year, or every election year, because of population. It's the only equitable way to do it. And if you know something about it, what you know is that South Dakota doesn't get as many Electoral College votes as California. So California has nothing to fear from North or South Dakota or Montana. But they do get their voice. Interesting that maybe, just maybe, we need to revisit that. And not just in our schools, but maybe, you know what, a national campaign. And I don't know who could do it. I don't know. Maybe it's something that Fight Back Media will take on. I know that Prager has already. They've done a video. But a video is one thing. I'm thinking a campaign, an ongoing campaign with YouTube videos and maybe radio spots and, I mean, everything. Now, we're going to need your help to do it, obviously. But people have to understand how important it is and what genius it was from our founders to come up with this Electoral College. It's genius, really. Absolute genius. And what it means and how we must, without a doubt, protect that system. That must be the way that we elect a president in the United States for the foreseeable future. So maybe it's something that we can take on here at Fight Back Media. What do you think? If you think we should, send me an email at fightbackmedia@gmail.com, fightbackmedia@gmail.com, or wls860@gmail.com, fightbackmedia@gmail.com, fightbackmedia@gmail.com. Can't wait to hear from you. Can't wait to hear from you. All right, we're going to get out of here. Make room for somebody else. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.